This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott deemed all construction in the state essential. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, some construction workers fear their health is not.
Unlike many people in Austin right now, for the past few weeks, Kara's husband has been going to work. He's a commercial plumber, so his office is a construction site.
But my husband works on a City of Austin job site. They're currently working on a parking garage.
We're only using Kara's first name and withholding her husband since he's afraid of retaliation. The City of Austin doesn't own the site, but they will when construction's done. It'll be new offices for city employees, plus a parking garage, the one Kara's husband is working on. He says on the job site, he's afraid for his health. As of last week, he says there was no physical distancing, no disinfecting of tools. In an email, a representative for the general contractor told KUT the sites they oversee are following all city and county safety requirements. But Kara says her husband's work still requires him to get really close to people.
He has an apprentice working with him at all times in very close contact, close corners, sometimes in enclosed spaces for long periods of time.
Kara's husband is 27. He's young and would likely have better outcomes if he did get the coronavirus. But he has asthma, and COVID-19 attacks the lungs. Kara's been having what she says are regular panic attacks.
If he does get sick, there's a possibility of, he will be critically ill and be hospitalized and possibly not be able to ever come home again.
A couple of weeks ago, the city and county halted most construction in Austin. Then, at the end of March, as part of a statewide order, Governor Abbott gave the okay for the work to continue. So the city and county responded by putting in place safety requirements, things like disinfecting shared tools between uses, having hand washing stations, checking workers' health before they come onto a job site. Otherwise, as Austin Mayor Steve Adler warns, the spread of COVID-19 could get worse. Here he is broadcasting from home.
The impact that construction has on how well we do as a city is totally dependent on how the construction companies do mitigating the physical interaction between people on the construction site.
To be clear, the city says it's not enforcing its own safety requirements. A city spokesperson says they're focused on education right now, which some industry leaders have already started doing. The Home Builders Association of Austin is asking construction companies to take 10 minutes today to go over precautions with workers. A National Carpenters Union has created an online safety course about COVID-19. But even with this, construction work could still worsen the spread. That's what researchers at the University of Texas think. They estimate that if all non-essential workers in the Austin area stay home, people like me and most of the city, and all construction companies follow the city's safety requirements, there could still be a 9% increase in the number of people hospitalized for COVID-19.
Things were getting so bad for us at home at night. My anxiety over everything, anytime he moved or rolled over, I was putting my hand on him to make sure he didn't have a fever or he wasn't sick.
Kara's husband, who's building that new City of Austin parking garage, started wearing a mask to work, one his grandmother made for him. Then his apprentice, the guy he works really closely with, texted him. He'd been in close contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. That's when he and Kara made the call.
At this point, he's staying home now, not getting paid.
But in the construction industry, some people feel they don't have this option. People like this man, Fidel.
Sí, está bien. Dígame,
Fidel is a plumber in Austin. He sends money back to Mexico to support his wife and daughter. He's also undocumented. One 2013 study estimated that nearly half of all construction workers in Texas are undocumented. People like Fidel don't qualify for cash payments from the federal stimulus bill, which he says makes staying home feel like a choice he just can't make.
No hay ninguna protección que yo mire. Estamos muy juntos unos con otros.
Fidel works on a commercial building in Leander. He says there are no gloves, no masks. The men work close to one another, with maybe 3 or 4 feet between them. He says when there is soap, there's only a trickle of water to help you lather and rinse.
Yo siento que en cualquier momento.
I feel like at any moment, Fidel says.
En la construcción puede haber un contagio.
That last part's a little hard to hear, but he says there could be an outbreak in construction. at any moment. On Tuesday, Mayor Adler told KUT he believed people associated with the construction industry had tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, a spokesperson for Austin Public Health said, quote, "We recognize there may be clusters of cases among workers on construction sites." As for Kara and her husband, she's glad he's home.
I know where we're going and where we've been and who we've been around, and that I'm confident that, you know, I can keep my family healthy at this time.
And while Kara's husband stays home, many construction workers across the city are still on the job. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.